Welcome to SILRAP Podcasts. You are about to listen to a service of the Center for International Law Research and Policy.
Good morning. Honorable Justice Judge Marc Perrin de Brichambeau, Honorable Justice Judge Sir William David Bergwanath, Director Patrick Kuhlers, dear Professor Morten Bergsmo, dear colleagues, dear friends, dear ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. On behalf of the International Nuremberg Principles Academy, I would like to also welcome you to this conference and thank you very much, especially to Professor Morten Bergsmo and to the Center of International Law Research and Policy for this joint collaboration and this terrific occasion to discuss very pertinent, very pressing topics of politics, of law, and of sociology. With great regret, I have to tell you that our director, Klaus Rackwitz, is unfortunately not able to be with us here in Florence, was not able to come. He sends his sincere regrets and his warmest regards to all of you and wishes every success for this conference and for fruitful deliberations over the course of the next 2 days. I've been asked to step in for Klaus Rackwitz, and I'm delighted to represent the International Nuremberg Principles Academy here in Florence, one of the co-organizers of this event. I can again commend for putting together this terrific conference at such a timely moment, the topic Power in International Criminal Justice towards a Sociology of International Justice really sets the scene to interrogate much more carefully the various facets of power, the various channels of power that actually are infusing on a day-to-day basis the practices, the actors, the institutions, identities and interests that form a mosaic in the international criminal justice landscape. And therefore, this conference really comes at a timely moment as the landscape of international criminal justice has been changing. There's, of course, been a proliferation of various mechanisms. There's a wealth of judicial practice that has come into existence. And hence, interrogating this very notion of power from this very in-depth perspective of a sociological approach is indispensable and important. So I think the aim here and for the next 2 days is not only to highlight the topical relevance of a sociological approach to these questions that we all have been dealing with for much and many of the preceding years, but also to do so in a comprehensive manner. And again, I commend the program to put together a series of panels, very, very interesting papers. So I'd like to, on behalf of the International Nuremberg Principles Academy, express our gratitude and excitement to be part of this joint venture. It's a highly distinguished room full of speakers and participants with tremendous wealth of experience and expertise bringing to bear on these very pertinent topics. To organize a conference of this magnitude and of this caliber requires dedication, commitment, and a vision. And so once again, I'd like to particularly thank Morten Bergsmo and the Center for International Law Research and Policy. Of course, the International Nuremberg Principles Academy takes great pleasure to be a co-organizer of this event in cooperation with many other distinguished institutions. It's a wonderful program, and I think the interplay of theory and practice, of the external and the internal, of international, regional, national, and local dynamics, and thus interrogating this nexus or this interplay of law and politics, of sociology and law, of politics and sociology, and then really delving into various dynamics, be they legal, be they political, be they social, be they economic, will make for very fruitful discussions. It's a splendid environment that we're in. It's of course a beautiful setting here in Florence. So excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues and friends, wishing you all and all of us fruitful discussions that carry forward. And once again, allow me to say that it's a great privilege to be part of this, as the International Nuremberg Principles Academy is a foundation that is dedicated to the promotion of international criminal justice and related human rights. The Academy is located in Nuremberg, so the birthplace of modern international criminal law. And its mission, essentially, is to promote the universality, the legality, and the acceptance of international criminal law. As such, its main fields of activity are interdisciplinary and applied research, our trainings and consultant services specifically tailored to various target groups. The International Nuremberg Principles Academy was founded by the German Federal Foreign Office, by the Free State of Bavaria, and the City of Nuremberg. And all of our activities and projects are done, you know, in mind with a vision to promote sustainable peace through justice. And we are very interested in joint projects and collaborations, and hence it's really our great pleasure to give support to this event. Just last week in Nuremberg, we had our big annual conference, which was entitled 10 Years After the Nuremberg Declaration on Peace and Justice, the Fight Against Impunity at a Crossroads. And it was a terrific occasion to once again interrogate the nexus of peace and justice. And we were very privileged to have a keynote speech by the International Criminal Court President, Silvia Fernandez de Gourmendi. We interrogated the possible synergies of peace and justice, of security and development. And it came to fruition that there is a great importance of interrogating these very notions of peace and justice, of security and development, and in our case also of the notion of power. And this idea of thinking outside the box, and I'm again delighted to participate in this conference and once again wishing all of us tremendous and insightful discussions and deliberations. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. For more open access audio recordings, films, and publications, go to silrap.org.